Good morning, and thank you for joining our program today, this morning. And I want to talk about a very, very, very important topic, and it's about vigilance. But not just being vigilant, I want to address contemporary Christian music. I'm not talking contemporary Christian music like Patchy the Pirate, right? Because that, from what I understand, contemporary Christian music is music that has just been made. Patchy the Pirate, or Mr., I believe, Ron Hamilton, has music that praises the Lord and sounds distinct, separated from the world. I'm talking music that sounds like the world, rock and roll music, rap music, and yet it's called Christian. We ought to be vigilant of those things. As a matter of fact, if you hear music that sounds like the devil's music, then that's the Holy Spirit talking to you, and you ought to take heed to that. In 1 Peter chapter 5, 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." There are many snares of the devil that he puts in our ways. Woman, a friend who calls himself a Christian, but is trying to take you off the path of righteousness. But today I want to talk about music. It seems today that Christians, not thinking, are jumping head first into contemporary Christian music without being vigilant. By vigilant, I mean looking up the artist, finding out what he believes, and what in the world are they talking about in the music. I want to talk about, as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, being vigilant about contemporary Christian music. Lord, let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us with this message, Lord. Forgive me of my sins. I pray that this message will be a blessing to someone listening to this program. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Before I get deeper into this, this sermon is designed to help you and protect you from the snares of the devil. Point number one, be vigilant. The word vigilant means watchful, circumspect, attentive, to discover and avoid danger, or to provide for safety. When we hear something, see something that is introduced to us with the name Christian stamped on it, we ought to be watchful, circumspect, discover something about it in order to avoid danger. My question for you, beloved, do you research what's coming into your house? Do you research what's coming into your ears? Because if not, you will fall vigilant, you will fall prey to the devil who's seeking to devour you. You see, the devil lays traps, and one of them is contemporary Christian music. You ought to watch out for the snares of the devil. We ought to discover and avoid the danger of this so-called contemporary Christian music. Too many a Christian fall prey to contemporary Christian music and fall into full-blown bad music. That's right. Some of the Christians out here wondering why, how in the world have they fallen in love with the devil's music? Because it started with contemporary Christian music. Contemporary music is giving small doses of the world until you seek the full dose of the world's music. Dr. Carl Hatch, a good preacher back in the day, before he got saved, had a man mix Coca-Cola or soda with booze before handing it to him. Well, after a while, small doses of the soda was removed from the mixture until Dr. Hatch became used to the booze, thus resulting in his drunkenness as a teen. As a teenager, Dr. Carl Hatch, before he got saved, of course, was addicted to alcoholic beverages. Why was that? Because it was mixed with Coca-Cola and slowly reduced the Coca-Cola, thus giving him an appetite for booze. Contemporary Christian music gives you an appetite for the devil's music. The Bible says, walk circumspectly. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. As the topic concerns music, we ought to take heed to the red flags of these disguised Christian music. So what if the music has the name Christian on it? That doesn't mean you jump into the music without being vigilant about it. That means study it. I do believe, before we dive into contemporary Christian music, that there's something inside of us that says there's something wrong with this Christian music. I'll give you another example. Dr. Ron Fenwick of Woodlawn Baptist Church got saved, but was still playing in the nightclubs. No one had to tell him that the nightclubs was of the devil. And these were topless nightclubs. He was playing the drums in the topless nightclubs. But he's a new creature, a new Christian, a baby Christian. And the Holy Spirit began to prick at his heart. And he began to say, I do not belong here. Thus did Dr. Ron Fenwick separate himself from the world and that devilish place. Why is that? The Holy Spirit that made his abode inside Dr. Ron Fenwick told him that that's evil. And he never looked back at that lifestyle. He moved forward for the cause of the Lord. I do believe that when we encounter such music, the Holy Spirit warns us. I felt it. I felt that before. That's why I'm preaching this sermon today. I saw someone post something on social media, and immediately the Holy Spirit said, there's something wrong about that song. And I researched the artist, and I'm about to explain who that artist is in a moment. So take heed to the warnings of the Holy Spirit. Do not haste into supporting or listening to that type of music without first investigating the origin of it. People will say, listen to the words. No, you're being deceived. The Bible says in Proverbs 19:2, also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. You haste to listen to such music without first studying it, and you are sinning. Also, it is important to be vigilant about these musics because these contemporary music is deceitful and disguised, which brings us to our second point. We must be vigilant because the music is in disguise. Corinthians 2, 2 Corinthians 11, 14 says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Many of these contemporary Christian artists are not saved. That is why they look so worldly. We ought not to look like the world. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. These music is not acceptable to God. It's giving God strange fire. Don't give God sinful worldliness and say we can do this to the glory of God. He will not accept it. Don't be conformed to the world. Don't look like the world. Don't conform to the mold of the world. If it's the origin of the world and has nothing to do with God, it must be rejected. For in doing so, you will protect yourself from filth. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 17 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God, catch this now, abideth forever. Why would you listen to the music of a defeated foe who will not abide forever? Do you know that the devil will be cast into the lake of fire? So why are you listening to his music? James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Being a friend of the world, you become an enemy of God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. One example of that, of music that claims to be Christian, is sung by an old creature. That means a person that's not transformed by the Holy Spirit. After salvation, of course, is Matt Mayer. As you know, Matt Mayer is a Catholic who sings the song, Lord, I Need You. Now, when I first heard this song, I said to myself, well, that sounds like the devil's crowd. That doesn't sound like a separated music. It doesn't sound like a distinct music. I began to research this individual, and I have found that he's a practicing Catholic. That means he confesses his sins to sinful man, like their priest. He confesses his sins to Mary, a woman. This is not biblical, beloved. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must get saved. 1 Corinthians 8:6. But to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. I chose that verse because Mary doesn't intercede for us. Jesus Christ does that. There is no mediator between us and God. It's only through Jesus Christ, not Mary, is what I'm trying to say. Isaiah 43:11. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no savior. The Bible doesn't say Mary is the savior. She was a sinner like every one of us, and I'm not belittling Mary at all. She was a good woman, but she doesn't get us saved. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's right. Jesus is the only way to heaven. And all you have to do is call upon his name and ask Jesus to save you. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Notice, it doesn't say anything about Mary, calling upon Mary to be saved. The Bible doesn't say that. Jesus is the only way to heaven, not Mary. Furthermore, none of the rituals in the Catholic cult is found in the Bible. That is why it is paganism. That is why the Catholic religion is called the Great Whore of Babylon in the book of Revelations. I want you to note this. An untransformed music artist leads to worldly music. And I'm here to tell you that this individual, Matt Mayer, is not transformed. Therefore, his music sounds like the devil's music. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If the song isn't new, like us, our standards, then it's a possibility that the artist is not transformed. The reason why Mayer looks and sounds worldly is because he is not saved. Another contemporary group is called involves the Phillips, Craig, and the Deans. They don't believe in the Trinity. I have a verse for them. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That is the Godhead, or otherwise known as the Trinity. One more verse, John 10:30, I and the Father are one. You see, if you don't believe in the Trinity, I will assume that you don't believe that Jesus is God. And the Bible says, if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. It's a possibility that these men don't know God. Here's another group, or I should say person, Amy Grant. From the 80s, she came out claiming that she was singing rock Christian music or whatever music they had back in those days. But I'm here to tell you that it's a possibility that she's not. In order for me to protect the minds of our audience, I felt the duty not to divulge everything that Amy Grant believes. She is that detestable. Amy Grant, another who started out as a contemporary Christian music artist, says Christians can be sexy. What I'm doing is a good thing. That she's referring to her vulgar behavior and walking out with barely any clothes on. And she said that in an interview to the People magazine, I suppose, July 15th, 1991. That is against the Bible. In Timothy 2:9, it says, like manner, also the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. Amy Grant has admitted to sunbathing without clothes on the beach. And this is the type of music that you listen to. This is the type of music you say, oh, it's not that bad. Just listen to the words. But the singers themselves living for the devil and teaching your children how to look like the world and act like the world and be naked on a beach. Is this the type of people we want to be as Christians? Another group, the band called Striper. They've been known to be at the bars drinking booze and cussing and doing things that are ungodly. They started out as a Christian rock group, and they look just like the rock band Kiss. Dearly beloved, most of the contemporary crowd has destroyed lives and are experiencing shattered lives themselves. Don't fall so easily to the trap of the devil. Most of you think because it's a mix of the world's music and the Lord's music that it's good. No, it's not good. The God of this world blinds men. I referred worldly many times throughout this message. And I will ask you one question. Who is the God of this world for the time being? As I mentioned before, I refer to worldly music, worldly attitudes, worldly things. And who is the God of this world until God kicks him out? That is the devil. Consider 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. It says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The person that's controlling the music is the devil. As you know, the devil, whose name is Lucifer, conducted music in heaven. As a matter of fact, he has timbrels and pipes built into him. Isn't it? Shouldn't be a surprise that he also controls contemporary Christian music. That is the God of this world. When you get saved, your job is to come up from among them, not listen to whatever the world has to say. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Don't touch unclean things. Do you want the Lord to accept you, hear your prayers, bless your life? Will come up from among them. 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you. If you got saved, why in the world would you go back to what God saved you from? You're no different from Israel going back to Egypt, or wanting to go back to Egypt. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified. That means separate unto the Lord, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Once saved, always saved. Don't revert back to what you came out of. When you do that, when you want to go back to the junk that you came out of, you know what you're doing? You're putting new wine into old bottles. Matthew 9:17 says, neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles. We're talking about grape juice here. And both are preserved. When you listen to contemporary music, you're putting the new wine back into the old bottles. So come out from among them. Be separate. Don't listen to the God of this world who runs the music. The last point is the Lord will bless you if you obey the Lord. Listen, beloved. You hear a lot of us on this program, Fire Shut Up in My Bones. Our main purpose is to teach people, to preach the gospel and to teach people and protect them from the devil's devices. You're probably mad and upset that we're speaking against the contemporary music, but it's our job to protect those who encounter contemporary Christian music. It's of the devil. We are going to warn, and if we're hated in doing so, that is fine. The Bible says, am I now your enemy because I tell you the truth? I'd rather be hated for telling the truth than to be like a Joel Osteen, not warning people about the devices, the ways of the devil. The Lord will bless you. Psalms 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord. If the Lord tells you to abstain from this, be separate, come out from among them. That means to do that means you delight thyself in the Lord. Now look at this, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And guess what? Whatever you want, the Lord adds no sorrow with it. You see, the rock Christian music crowd, they tell you what you want to hear. And when you get it, you're not satisfied. You get sorrow. You get a messed up life, a divorced life. But God, when he blesses us, he adds no sorrow with it. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Dearly beloved, if you just do what the Lord says, he will bless you. And there is no sorrow with his blessed gifts. It's eternal joy.